Creamers.
Creamers.
It's me, Hacho, and I'm joined with my co-host, Sammy, the
beautiful boy.
Daddy.
Thank you. Kick off your high heel sneakers. It's party time.
And we're going to talk the turkey, like Ted Turner, about some professional wrestling.
Those missiles and those nuclear bombs are not safe.
We're going to talk about ESPN's 30 Under 30. We're going to book another unfinished storyline in a segment we are now calling, thanks to an online poll of our fans, Brewed But Not Poured. And what's our match count for 2024, the year of our Lord? All that on this episode of Room 4.
Oh, a grown man, apparently.
Creamers.
Welcome back, Creamers. So let's get this party started, if you will.
They're excited.
They
love it, man. Yeah. We're excited to be back.
Yeah.
It's been a week. I haven't seen you in a week. We've talked,
though. Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, this show, a lot of people know, is just, two grown men, apparently?
Apparently.
In my book, he's nothing but a loser.
Yeah, whatever.
So the 30 under 30, that happened.
ESPN put it out.
I did not know a week ago that they do this every year.
I was unaware.
Yeah.
I've seen them do it for football, baseball, like other sports.
Right.
Where I think they do all the sports because of whatever.
Makes sense.
But I didn't know they did a wrestling one.
Yeah.
At ESPN. And I've seen other, fake wrestling YouTube channels do it.
But yeah, those freaks.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know them.
You know who you are.
Yeah.
I'm calling you out. But anyway, yeah, they put theirs out and... Besides the people I'm not familiar with, everybody's good. Did you look at it? I know I sent it to you.
I looked at the top 10. I only remember who number one is.
And that's all you should do.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
But whoever that is, we'll get to it.
Let me tell you who number 30 is.
All right.
Oh, it's Dominic. I don't know if you heard.
How did he do that?
No, he's not number 30.
No.
We already talked about this one off air.
Yuya Uemura?
Yuma Anzai from AJPW.
Okay.
I don't know who that is, but I hope to find out in the future.
Good job, Yuya.
Then you got 29's Dragon Lee.
Right on.
WWE.
That's good.
Shun Skywalker, Dragon Gate. Are you familiar?
No. But I am looking to get into watching Dragon Gate. So.
Well, we'll see. Maybe we'll start talking more Dragon Gate.
Let's do it.
Well, you'll talk it and I'll go... Yeah, right.
Beautiful boy.
It is. 27.
It's beautiful boy.
I know 27. Jamie Hayter.
I love that. I love that.
She's great. Yeah, besides, the injury kind of slowed her down.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
She'll get back up there. She's fine.
She's got this.
29, though.
Yeah.
Won't be on the next. Like, this is it.
I mean, for having an. She's 29 years old. And she's number
27.
27.
On the list.
Okay.
So.
Right on. So this is her last time. She's the same age as another person on this list. I'm not going to say because I.
I'll give you the ages on the next ones. I'm not going back, though. Julia Hart is number 26.
And should I guess how old she is?
23.
23. Okay.
That's what you're going to guess. Hell yeah. Well, another one out for injury for a little while there.
Yeah.
But I think she's back now, right? She's doing stuff.
She's returning. I don't know if she had a match yet, but she's definitely... There's vignettes, yes.
So she'll be coming back soon.
Oh, yeah.
Yudama Dahaya Shishishta. She'll look this one up. The big rookie.
They deserve
it. World of Stardom.
Oh, she deserves it.
Yeah, 26.
Oh, yeah, man.
Her promotion is Marigold.
Oh, the old Stardom. Or
split off of it. Yeah. She's not one of their marquee talent, according to this. I'm not reading the whole paragraph. Oh, I know you'll like this one. Number 24, Gabe Kidd.
I love him.
You know how old he is?
28.
7.
Dang.
So he's got some more time on the list.
Yeah.
Well, unless he sucks the rest of the year.
He could. Or, yeah, the, yeah, maybe he will next year.
Oh, well, number 23 is...
Well, next year he's starting off fighting Kenny Omega. So, I mean, he's starting off with a hot start.
Yeah, he's going to lose.
True, but it's still pretty cool to be against Kenny Omega in Japan.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that Kenny will go back there.
Yeah.
For 23, sure. Another Yuma from AJPW. Yuma Miyagi.
Good job, Yuya.
Yuma.
Good job, Yuma.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, here we go. You'll like this one. Number 22. Last time on the list, because he's 29, Logan Paul. So hit the arrow on the right, and then hit it.
Which one do you want?
Oh. Hit the arrow on the right. Arrow on the right. Oh, wait. We went too far. Oh, top left.
Until I jerk a knot in your ass.
I'll take it.
So Logan Paul is number 22. Not a big fan of yours. Or you're not a big fan of his.
No, I was applauding the drop. 10.
He was number 10 last year.
Was he? Well, I'm glad he fell back then, at least.
He hasn't. I think he lost the belt at SummerSlam in Cleveland.
Yeah, the city that we live in.
That's where we live in. That's where we're from. I don't think he's been on since then. He'll be back for WrestleMania.
Really?
Probably okay. Royal Rumble.
I didn't know that he wasn't on.
I don't think so. I can't think of it, but I don't believe so. Number 21, Wheeler Yuta.
Okay.
He's good.
Yeah.
Age 29.
I guess he did do a lot of important things.
Last year he was 20. Dropped one to 21.
Okay, so that, yeah.
Is he, they're still trios champions, right?
Yep. As far as I remember.
Ring of Honor? Or are they both together? The belts, the trios belts are all together.
Not anymore.
What the fuck?
I know. I think the trios champions, if I'm not mistaken, are the Von Erich boys and...
Dustin?
Yeah, I think.
Well,
if I'm wrong, then
he's going back.
To WWE?
Yeah, he's
going to
go help Cody.
I love WWE!
That's Gold Dust.
Talking. Really?
Yeah, he'll be Gold Dust.
I like the accent on him.
He's played many characters.
Yeah, that's really true. So true.
You've been watching... well, it has her promotion as WWE. But I thought she was NXT. You watching any NXT? Because this is Roxanne Perez.
I know of her, but I have not...
She's good.
Good job, Roxanne.
I can't act like I watch it NXT all the time, but she's had a good run going.
Good.
Wasn't even ranked last year.
Good for her.
And now she's 20, and she's only 23.
Wow.
So she has a long time to be on
this
list.
Yeah, she's going
to
probably be on it for years to come. Wait, for years.
Two.
I mean, for God's sakes, I came!
Okay, that didn't really,
he's not on the list.
Work as well as I thought it would work. No, he wouldn't be. Anyway.
Number 19, Mascara Dorado 2.0.
Hell yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but he's the son of luchador legend Hephaesto and not Mascara Dorado.
Wow.
Even though he's the second version of him. So,
right on, yo.
No big deal. Not confusing at all.
No. What promotion? CMLL?
And AEW.
Oh. I don't even remember seeing this bloke.
He worked but various trios matches against Moxley, Brian Danielson, and Claude.
Ah, that makes sense. I mean, yeah, that was a lot of...
because he was part of that.
Yeah, lot of the CMLL guys were mixed up.
They had that feud.
Yeah.
18, Tiffany Stratton.
Nice.
I think she deserves it.
Everybody loves her.
Big, big things in her future. She'll be high. She'll be number one on this list.
Yeah.
In a year.
Yeah.
She'll do her Money in the Bank thing.
Oh, yeah. Get it, Tiff. That's what I always say.
Tiffy time.
It's always Tiffy time.
That's their thing.
In my apartment.
Yeah, that's what the clock says over there.
Yeah.
It's very confusing to figure out what time it actually is, though.
Yeah, that's not a really good clock.
Oh, we like this guy, 17, Hook.
Hook? Good job, Hook.
I feel like...
I don't really know how he's that high on the list, to be honest with you.
And that's what I was going to say, is I was really into him at first.
Yeah.
Like, the Team Taz thing was kind of... At first, I was like, all right, it's his kid. Like, we'll see. And then once, I think CM Punk did the whole send Hook thing, and then that took off, and then he kind of took off. He had his winning streak, and then the Jericho thing was kind of...
No, that was as much as it always is. It was a wet blanket on his
mind. Who would have thought?
Yeah, who would have?
So what's he doing now? Conglomeration?
I think somebody attacked his dad.
Or he's hanging out with Orange
Cassidy.
And
it was Christian Cage.
Oh, yeah. It was something like that.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's what's going on with the little bugger.
Yeah, so I agree. Because him 17 is kind of like, But then the next one, Jordan Grace.
Good.
I feel like she
Wait, Jordan Grace is really under 30?
28.
I guess that's really insulting to ask.
No, it's not insulting.
Well, it's
it's insulting if you asked her her age, but guessing her age.
But I'm
is
going,
totally
I thought she was older than she is. That's not really a compliment.
Yeah, because she's been around forever.
That's actually why it is.
And she has, go look at her list of accomplishments. So really, I think where you were coming from was a compliment.
It was. Because I feel like she's had an illustrious career already.
She has, and she's only 28. She was 24 last year.
Wow, so I don't know how she's gained 4 years.
Yeah, I don't know how that worked. But somehow, so she'll be off the list next year because she'll be 4 more years. Yeah. Maybe their birthday's every leap year.
Oh, wow. That's an interesting life she's living. So she's like 80, right? Or is she like 10?
No,
I don't really know
she,
how the math
it's
works.
A reverse leap years. Oh. Every leap year counts as 2 for her.
That's interesting.
Was this year a leap year? 2024, the year of our Lord? Leap year?
I believe so, yeah.
Was this a leap year of our Lord?
Mm-hmm. We didn't have February this year.
How that works?
Yeah, we had January, and then we went to March.
You know when they first figured out the math and were doing leap years? They cut off fall of 1783 or whatever it was they figured out.
Oh, wow. That's probably why they call it fall.
Because it fell off.
We thought it was because of leaves.
No, it's because the leaves fall from the tree. Mm. What's autumn mean, though?
No one knows.
Autumn... You guys are right. 15, Austin Theory.
Okay.
I don't dislike him.
No, but I get why he'd be on the list.
There's a lot of... Yeah, but I feel like...
Wasn't he tag champions or something?
They won the tag belts at WrestleMania. And that's all
Riveting.
They got. Other stuff. Yeah. Whatever. He's fine, but...
He's fine, but in my opinion...
What?
Thank you very much, you motherfucker.
That was not really my opinion. In my opinion,
definitely had a little bit too much coffee.
You or him?
Well, not me. I didn't have enough coffee, actually. Okay, in my opinion.
In my book, he's nothing but a loser.
Oh, Austin Theory?
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't like him. I just don't find him entertaining or interesting.
I can understand that.
I mean, I would love to. I have a friend who is his favorite wrestler.
When he was doing stuff with Gargano and Candice and whatever.
Yeah,
they were
that was cool.
That kind of worked because there was the people around him.
Yeah. But now he's just
I'm not paying enough attention.
He's
with Grayson Waller, and it seems like Grayson Waller keeps being a dexter dick to him. And it's not... I don't know.
Yeah.
And he looks stupid. You know, when Sting, when the four horsemen would always be like, Sting, come on, come be a horseman.
Yeah. And he'd be like, no.
And he'd be a horseman for an hour and then he'd beat the shit out of him.
And then he'd be like, okay, I'll do it.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
You want to know number 14?
Hold on, I want to see what this...
Because I'm going to stretch his ass like it's never been stretched before.
I just wanted to know. It just says because, and I'm like, because what?
What?
I should probably put stretches.
Why
does
it say because? Does he say because in that?
Because I...
Because, okay.
But anyways.
Well, you probably have the file as because I'm going to, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, number 14, last time on the list, Chris Statlander.
Good job, Stat.
I like Statlander.
Yeah, she's fine.
She's done good.
Yeah.
She was hurt.
Great wrestler.
Another one. I feel like a lot of the women are making big comebacks after injuries.
Yeah.
Julia Hart, somebody else we said.
Jamie Hayter.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Currently, Toni Storm.
Is she hurt?
Her heart is.
And she's not.
She's suffering from a broken heart.
Her heart's not in it, man.
No. Poor little lady.
Britt Baker. I don't know if she's under 30.
She might just be a little over. She might be 30 or 31.
That would disqualify her then from being on this list.
Now that would definitely.
But we're only at 13. She could be up here.
She
but
could
she's
be
been
in the 30
injury.
Over 30.
That would be a weird list.
All right, who's next? As
13. El Hijo. Del Vikingo.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. I guess he is. I mean, he's really tiny. So
he was. Last year, he was fourth ranked.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah.
Now he's 20. His age is 27.
Oh, yeah.
His rank this year is 13.
I think he's injured right now, too. He got injured, I believe, at a TNA show.
I feel like he's just somebody that's always going to be injured.
Yeah, he wrestles
like
a very
an insult,
high risk style.
You can't flip that much.
No.
And not screw it up sometimes. That thing he does, I'll watch him do it every, I get that there's certain spots or whatever you shouldn't do every match. And the people that know what they're talking about and wrestlers would say that. But I'll watch him do that thing where he runs, jumps on the top rope, and then does 8 flips through a guy in a table on the outside.
Right.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
But he'll probably die from it, and he shouldn't do it then.
Well, my fingers are crossed that he doesn't.
I hope he does it, but doesn't die.
Sammy Daddy, you heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, don't die.
Don't die, bud.
Number 12 is Kaito. You know him. Kaito Kiyomiya. Yeah. Noah in New Japan. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't think so.
He's a blonde Japanese wrestler.
Ooh.
I feel like that makes him stand out, no?
No, there's quite a bit of blonde Japanese wrestlers.
Well, he's 28, so get to know him. He's going to be around for a while.
Is Shota Umino on this list? Or I should just wait.
Number 11, Bron Breakker.
I thought you were going to say number 11, Shota Umino. Bron's good.
He's like a freak. He's like, I don't know, strength-wise, because nobody will be, but like Brock Lesnar with like the freak strength.
Yeah.
That's how he is with like the speed, agility, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, yeah, man.
Bron Breakker is... He's cool.
Yeah.
I don't care.
And he's a Steiner.
That helps.
So as you're in the hospital, on your back, screaming in pain, your wife will be on her back, screaming my name.
That's his uncle.
Oh, yeah. I feel like zooming in on you was a mistake.
Well, I don't know who I am if I'll be in pain.
I guess in that one you could be Scott Steiner.
Am I
going
to be the one in pain?
You're the one. You're
am
Scott
I the one
Steiner.
Screaming the name?
You're Steiner.
I could be the wife.
Oh.
See? You don't know. We'll see. Scott Steiner's cool with me.
Tell ya.
Number 10. Jumped from rank 30 last year to number 10 this year.
Damn, man.
Shoto Umino.
Very fair. A lot of people don't like Shota Umino.
Isn't that who you said?
Yeah. A lot of people are not a fan. I like Shota Umino, but a lot of people, maybe they think he's like a Nepo baby or
maybe
something.
Because he's so young.
He's not, I don't think he's boring or anything like that, but people treat him like people act like he is not good. He gets booed even though he's a baby face.
Yeah, but is he one of those...
maybe he's like a Roman Reigns
Is
type.
He one of those, yeah, like they're like, all right, they're trying to get him to be the next... Yeah.
No, definitely.
I'm not pretend like
they're
I
definitely. I mean, he's in the main event at Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah, why?
Yeah.
Did he deserve it? Did he earn it? I'm asking you.
I don't know.
Me neither.
I guess it's like it's hard to say.
No, it's not. Yes.
I don't know.
Or no.
I feel like this. Like no. I'm
that's
sorry,
what
but
I'm
no,
saying.
I
that's
so.
Well, I think that's why he's getting the John.
But
Cena
I don't know
Roman
who else.
Thing.
But I also don't know who else Zack Sabre Jr. I was gonna say Zack Snyder. Zack Sabre Jr. should be facing because
Zack
like
Snyder.
A lot of their stars are gone. And they're trying to build new stars, and I think this is what they're like the reason that they're.
I'll tell you the answer if you want to know it, but I don't want
to. I'd love to hear it.
Japan for you, Chris Jericho.
He's on this list.
No, but he should be the one to fight.
Oh.
Shoto or Zack Sabre Jr. Zed, I call him Lord Zed.
I don't agree, and I find that was
rude and unprofessional. Rude and unprofessional.
Well, if he wants to. if he wants the rub.
Yeah, if Jericho wants the rub?
No, if Shoto wants to be rubbed. You know who to call? Scott Steiner. Number 9, Daniel Garcia.
Ooh. Yeah, he deserves to be on the list. He's good. Number 9?
He's doing better. He's not doing number 9.
Turn me on, Deadman.
Number 9.
Turn me on, Deadman. That's number 9 backwards.
He... is a wrestler. He's not doing the dance thing.
Right.
And I liked it. I didn't hate the dance thing.
Yeah.
But if he's going to be like the serious wrestler he's supposed to be, then he can't do the dance thing anymore.
Hell yeah, dude.
Another guy that was with Jericho. Isn't that wild?
Yeah. Kind of crazy that anybody that was with Jericho would be on this list.
That's been a little while, right?
It's not like an FBI list or anything like that.
The 30 under 30 list.
Yeah.
30 under 30
We've
most
only,
wanted.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of time this year to get everyone, so give us 30 of them.
Just hurry up.
Yeah.
Number 8.
Damn it, I had to hurry up.
Oh, you
fucking
did.
Drop and I didn't put it on. I would have finally, I didn't think we'd ever need it, but it's fine. What are we on, number 8? Bitch.
We'll get it next week, remind us.
Yes, yeah, Screamers.
In the comments. Or the subscriptions.
Yeah.
Or the likes. Or the shares. Kyle Fletcher. Number 8.
No, that's good. That's fair.
He's cool. He's grown on me. Because you go back a couple episodes. I don't know if you remember, but I know I said like, I don't get it.
I remember that. I remember it very well.
Oh, good. Well, so did he. And he apparently took it to heart and he's shaved his head.
It's about damn time he listened to you.
He seems fine.
Yeah.
Now he's doing something cool. Like, I don't know, before I guess it's the whole story, but before he was just there. For me.
Yeah, now he's more than just there.
He filled in, he would tag team, and...
Yeah.
do something. But I feel like everybody that is in the Don Callis family is like a badass for a couple weeks, and then somebody else. Like, how many people are in the family?
I don't know. I can only think of Takeshita and
Didn't he trade for Archer and
Yeah, he doesn't
Cage?
Have Archer anymore. No, I mean, no, yeah, back? He does have Archer now. Yeah, and Brian Cage, that's right.
Because Jake the Snake has the Roosh?
La Faction.
Who's that anymore? Roosh and the Beast? Does he have the Mortos. Beast Mortos?
Roosh, Mortos.
Somebody else.
There's definitely somebody else, but I can't think of who it is. I don't know.
Yeah, well, there's my point.
Well, I think it's because they go on Collision, and I don't watch that.
That's also my point.
Yeah.
Oh, number seven, you know him. They can keep you. You guys can. Come on. Let's hear it, Creamers. Jack Perry.
Is number seven?
Number seven.
That's pretty good. He deserves
it. That's fair. He's been... Yeah. I feel like he's somebody people don't like.
Yeah, but the people who don't like him, it's because they've...
Fragile ego, fragile body, weak mind, weak spirit.
Because that's what they've got.
Yeah, there's that, too.
Yeah.
I guess it helped him. At least it gave him a reason. Because I feel like before any of that... And they tried giving him an edge. It didn't work.
No, when he was a heel and that same
that
night.
Weird music.
Remember right, like exactly. The music was weird. It was like, I don't know. It was like fucking Beethoven or some shit.
I liked Jungle Boy.
Oh, sorry. It was like.
It was.
Fucking Beethoven or some.
Yeah, whatever. Bach.
Say that again.
Bach.
Say that one time.
Bach. Was it Bach? It might have been Bach. I'll be Bach. I don't know who it was. Jungle.
Jungle pussy. Anyways, JP cool. does deserve to be on there, and I'm happy for the little bugger. You know, how old is he? 27?
27.
Oh, wow. A lot of 27-year-olds in here.
27 Club.
Hopefully not.
Oh, you know this guy. Oh, yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah.
No, in wrestling.
They all are going to die.
In wrestling, it's this a good year. Thing. That's music and music.
Yeah, that's right.
This is wrestling. 27 Club and wrestling is good.
Mm-hmm. Who's next?
Number six. Takeshita.
No, that's good.
How do you say his name?
Konosuke Takeshita.
Konosuke Takeshita.
And he is, what, 27 as well?
29. Last time on the list. Sorry.
Dang, dude.
Sorry, Kota.
Damn, son. No, it's not Kota.
But he's cool. Yes, K-O is the first letters, and then T-A.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like Kota Ibushi.
No, who's that? Never even heard of him.
Really?
I've heard of him. I've seen him. I've seen him before.
Hell yeah, man.
He's good.
Yeah, he's one of the cool. He's one of the greats.
Isn't he there?
Japan. I mean, he is, but he's I think he's injured. Yeah. I think him and Kenny Omega have like some kind of physical and emotional bond to where when one of them gets
hurt, then the other one
gets hurt as well.
Oh, we got another good one.
Who's the other one?
Number five. Rounding out our top five. Yeah, I guess that's the right way. Mariah May.
Oh.
She's had a wonderful year.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
She definitely deserved it.
Yeah, she was number five, you say?
Number five, I say.
Good job, Mariah May.
26.
We're rooting for you.
That's the thing. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of AEW people on here.
That's true.
So you would think that would be
I know, it's
kind of
funny because people are saying that like, there's been like this idea that AEW isn't the place for young wrestlers anymore, but they have a lot of people on this list of 30 under 30.
Yeah, but where are they on the card? And it feels like they're making their way up, though, and that's why they're on the list. Because you have... Takeshita's got the...
International.
Don't tell me. Ah, oh, you told me.
Continental?
The triple continental?
You had it.
The tri-county
No,
area.
You're getting it wrong now. You're changing it to the wrong belt.
I don't remember what it's
called.
You
goofball, you. International.
International. So he's got the international. Jungle Boy's got the... I know it's not Jungle Boy, but I'm calling him Jungle Boy. Beautiful boy.
He doesn't have it anymore. He
Jungle
lost
Boy...
It.
What, for like the timing of this list, though.
Oh, TNT right on. Champion. Yeah. But he also lost it to somebody else on this list.
Exactly.
ODG.
Mariah May's your women's champion. So, but if you, I don't know, I guess at like the top of the card, it's still at Mox and whoever he's fighting at the time. Yeah. Who's he fighting now?
I think he's going to face Orange. Oh, no, I think the next pay-per-view. Because
he just beat up
Orange. World Down, it's going to be him. I'm sorry, I didn't watch last week's Dynamite, but I believe it's Moxley versus Jeff Jarrett. For the title. No, I'm just kidding. But versus
there's that young
Christian
talent.
Cage versus Hangman versus Darby Allin.
And Christian Cage got the contract.
Yeah. Oh, no, wait. Maybe it's first. I think they the Death Riders attacked both Hangman and Jay White. So I'm not really sure what's going on now.
Don't worry, neither are they.
We'll see.
Yeah, whatever. That seems fine to me. That'd be fine. Fight in Japan, too.
I think
those are all guys from Japan.
I think, you know, Revolution or something is when Mox will drop the belt to probably Darby.
Worlds Collide. Isn't that next?
World's End.
World's End.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever.
It's named after a bar.
Oh, from the movie?
Yes.
With,
yes.
Sean?
Yeah.
And
yeah, and Nick Frost. Simon Pegg, Nick Frost, directed by Edgar Wright.
Sean and Ed. That's their names, right?
From my favorite movies.
Shaun of the Dead or the End of the World one? What's the End of the World one called? World's End?
Yeah, it's called World's End or At World's End, but it's the worst one of the trilogy.
I don't think I watched that.
It's fine.
Hot Fuzz?
Hot Fuzz is great.
That one was all right. I like
it. I love it.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
It rivals the greatness of
Shaun
of the Dead.
You know, Shaun of the Dead, everybody's name rhymes with what happens to them?
No.
Like Ed, Dead.
Mum?
No, it's what's her name, though?
Lori?
Gory.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if that's right, but the rhyming thing is true.
Phil. Kill. Hold on. Let's think about what else. What's what's their fucking roommate's name?
Ed?
No. The other one. The one that sucks.
I don't know.
Is this a true thing you're saying?
The rhyming thing I saw somewhere.
I can't believe I didn't know this.
I feel like I saw it on like a DVD extra.
Holy
you guys remember
shit.
Those?
No, they
that's
don't.
A lost thing on streaming.
I know, I miss it.
I would always do the, like, two disc.
Yeah, right.
It was your
no,
feature
for sure.
film.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I didn't get into as much as I wanted to was the commentaries.
Yeah, I understand.
I'd watch, like, the funny, like, for comedy movies when they do,
right.
like a goof.
I watched, like, I used to have a bunch of seasons of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and
yeah.
I'd watch the commentary for those.
That's cool.
Those were fun, because they were, like, a lot of the jokes were more, like, improvised and stuff, so, like, talking about filming and stuff.
Well,
but
they do a whole podcast about
that
now.
It's a great podcast.
I guess that was almost like how they, like,
yeah.
The Office has the Office ladies, and there's those
right.
people that were on the shows that do a podcast just about the Scrubs guys. These are all
yeah.
other things you can listen to than us, if you were paying attention.
No.
I'm just being honest.
There's a rule in Spotify and things like that, where if you want to listen to these podcasts, you first have to listen to Room for Cream. It's like kind of like a...
You'll see
it. It's a rule.
On our offers.
What are we on, four?
Who knows? Yeah, number four, who is somebody I thought would be maybe at the top of the list, or I guess this is the top of the list, but even topper. Because Mommy's always on top.
Oh,
and
Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley.
Wow.
She was number two last year. 28, one more year to be on there.
Yeah.
Gain that top spot, but it's Rhea Ripley. She's one of the... She's at the top. I feel like when
yeah.
they're putting the posters together, you're getting your Cody, your CM Punk, Roman Reigns, obviously.
No doubt. I think she's
but
the
she's your female.
Most beloved women's wrestler right now.
I feel you had Becky for a while.
Yeah.
When she was doing the man stuff, or even after, but like the man
yeah,
stuff
yeah.
was the height of it, where like she's front and center on your souvenir cup.
Yeah.
Rhea Ripley's on your
no
on
doubt.
On your souvenir cup, people.
No doubt. A lot of people that I know started watching wrestling because of Rhea Ripley.
Did you see her mask at Survivor Series?
Because
she had like
yeah.
the facial
yeah.
protection one, but then this one was, I think, the guy that did the Wyatt's stuff,
oh really,
Bray Wyatt stuff, and now like the
interesting.
Current
Wyatt, interesting
he made that, so I'm like, that's cool. It seems like unfair
yeah.
to a point
uh-huh.
but
yeah.
it's War Games, who cares,
right?
Oh, here's a good one.
Was it
number three?
Three, okay.
Toni Storm, 29, last time on
she
the
deserves
list.
It she deserves it,
absolutely. She The fact that she's three says a lot about two and one.
And
let's
also she right, and she was the women's champion for the majority of the year, so.
Yeah, I don't know if they're, I didn't read it.
Or is that not true? I guess for more like half the year.
When she lose it? I don't remember.
August or July?
The pay-per-view?
Yeah, was that All In?
Oh, All In. Oh, was it over there?
Yeah, it was over there.
So that's right. Yeah, that's,
it was
see, every that's the end of August. Oh, I hate that.
Right on, Mike.
Did you see about Australia? They had the...
Yeah.
They're at like a venue
yeah.
with half the size.
Change the venue size.
And people use, I mean, if you don't like AEW, you're going to use that as a way to poke fun.
Yeah.
Or, and don't get me wrong, it's a fair assessment or whatever you want to call it, but I think it's smart. And I think they should just be booking those places anyway, because I'd rather it be packed than half
yeah,
empty.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a better atmosphere.
In fact, Toni Storm at All In, when she made her entrance, they showed like a totally empty part of the arena. Do you remember that? Because they like, because she did that quick intro where it was like she was in Wembley in the
okay.
20s, and they like panned over to a spot and
remember.
There was nobody there.
Yeah, I can't remember. I mean, it sounds familiar,
why.
But I don't remember it.
It was weird, but do small arenas. Like
yeah.
here they come to the, I mean, I think they got a good crowd when they were here compared to other places.
Yeah,
but
yeah, like a couple, like a month ago.
there's still, because I look, because one of the things, I want to sit like front row at a wrestling show, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to pay like that ridiculous amount of money.
For sure.
But I still look every time.
Yeah.
And they were still a couple hundred dollars.
Out of curiosity.
Yeah. They were still hundreds of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, well, why don't you just do a smaller venue? You can charge that amount for tickets because you know you're going to get X amount of people going that want to.
You know,
go
you somewhere. Never watch and then you're like, man, there's nobody in the first row. How weird.
Yeah. So, but why not do a smaller arenas?
Right.
Like, I know I'm far from the first
part of the reason that they were doing they weren't doing the smaller arenas is because they weren't able to fit their entrance stage in smaller arenas. Yes.
Now
they're downsizing the entrance stage so that they can fit in smaller arenas.
And that's what I'm like. That seems like an easy fix, though. Like, okay, hey, we can't sell out these big arenas. What should we do?
Yeah.
Well, we can't do small arenas. These go to 11.
Right. So now that they're doing that, I think it'll probably be a better presentation.
Well, think of like NXT. Like, it's a crowd.
Yeah.
It is.
It is.
It's a crowd. You know what number two is?
I don't remember.
Year's number one.
Number two is MJF.
Oh. You knew this?
Yeah.
How'd you know? You knew last year's number one?
Oh, no. I saw this list already.
Oh, I couldn't remember.
I just forgot about it. Like, it was like a week ago. But I did remember that number two and number one was Dominic. I did remember that number two is
number one.
MJF, and then number two, and then number one is the other guy. What's that other guy's name?
Who?
Number one.
Dominic Mysterio.
He deserves it. Dirty Dom, they call him, huh?
He's been
top of the line. When I saw this list, I didn't realize they did it every year, and I was like, no, this should be, MJF should be number one. But now that I understand,
it's a yearly thing.
This year, he definitely, I don't even really know if I would put MJF as number two. I think Tony Storm should probably be number two.
I thought Rhea Ripley should be higher.
Yeah.
Mariah May.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who year had a better year than MJF did.
I think Mariah May should be up there. Tony Storm should be in front of her a little bit, though.
Put Tony Storm in front of her.
And Yuma, one of the Yumas.
Yeah. Unless it's Uemura, because I guess he's not under 30 years old.
Or just maybe he was 31 on the list. Not age. Creamers.
Thank you for saying creamers, because I didn't mean to hit the button.
I was ready.
And that was a 30 for 30?
That was all 30, I think.
Creamers, why don't you comment below and let us know who your favorite person from the... Actually, rank them. Use the same 30, and then in individual comments... Rank each one. And tell us who would be your 30 for 30, or whatever, 30 under 30.
Comment, I want to know who your 30 for 30 are. I want your 30 best wrestlers that are 30.
Yeah. Oh.
Or I'll be fair. We're 30 in 2024, the year of our Lord. It's only right.
It's only right, man. Come on.
Or if they'll be 30 if they have a late birthday coming up.
Yeah. Do that one.
Or what he said. Now we're going to do reoccurring segment.
Hell yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I guess the match count. That's not a segment, though. That's real.
That's.
Where we finish unfinished wrestling storylines after the fan vote called Brood. Oh, thank you. Called Brood, but not poured.
Not to be confused with the faction Brood from the.
The first time you said it today, you paused and you said Brood, and I thought, are we supposed to talk about the fucking Brood today?
No, I know.
We didn't.
But Brood.
Well, we might be in our storylines.
Brood, but not poured.
So last week we did Vince McMahon blowing up in a limo.
Yeah.
What do you? I went first.
Yeah.
So I think you should go first and tell everybody what unfinished storyline.
Would you give them the?
What really happened?
Would you paint the picture for them? Because I'm not as familiar with the story as you are.
7th, I think, 1999. Macho Man Randy Savage and Big Sexy Kevin Nash. I don't know if he was Big Sexy then. Are feuding for the WCW title. Previous to this, Kevin Nash won the title. DDP's involved, Macho Man, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
They start feuding. I think 2 weeks in a row, Kevin Nash poured poop and sewage on Macho Man.
I saw like a clip of, there was like a woman in a bath.
So I think they did it in like the car thing, like Stone Cold did the McMahon kind of thing. And he poured poop on him.
Right.
And then something happened where Macho Man was trying to get him back. I can't remember how it was set up, but there was a bag in the ring with like a contortionist woman in it.
Yes, that's what I saw.
And with Macho Man's attention drawn to the stage, she unzipped herself from the bag and then poured the poop on him again.
Yep.
He had a bucket of poop. this time, like a slop bucket.
Right.
Boy, was it sloppy. So, in retaliation to that, don't get me wrong, that's really bad, but in retaliation to that, the... Oh, what's their names? I know their names, but I can't remember the name of the group. Team Madness. The Madness women.
Oh, Gorgeous, I didn't even know they had a name. Yeah.
They were Team Madness.
Okay.
Or Team Savage. I'm sorry. Team Savage. They were the Madness Maidens. Mm. That's not right. Gorgeous George. Not that Gorgeous George.
Right. Not the original
Medusa. And Miss Madness, who's Molly Holly, tricked Kevin Nash. Who's kind of stupid for falling for it, since they're the three girls going against the guy that he's feuding with. Mm-hmm. Trick him with promises of private time.
Yes.
That's how I saw it phrased. Private time and champagne. He gets in the limo first, which is also a bad move. They say, see you later, dummy. The partition comes down. Macho Man's in the driver's seat of the limo. Drives him forward a little bit. Jumps out the car, says, do it, or something like that. Snap into a Slim Jim. Mm. And a white Hummer hits the limo where Kevin Nash was and backs up and hits the limo, backs up, hits the limo over and over and over again. And it was, without doing the whole rest of the storyline that never played out, it's never revealed who officially was the driver of that white Hummer.
Right on.
But today, we're going to tell you. We're going to fantasy book it.
Right on, dog. Right on. Right on.
Dreamers.
All right, so my story is going to be first this time. We're booking how the story that was unfinished actually gets finished.
We're going to pour.
Yeah, we're going to pour the brewed but not poured coffee. It's now poured once we're done with it.
It was brewed, so we're good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, cheers.
It's a poured coffee. That's what we have. All right. The year is 2016.
Ooh.
Broken Matt Hardy is walking around the compound trying to come up with a way to defeat Jeff. The final deletion is coming up, where the winner gains control of the Hardy brand. Matt thinks about Sting and how he wished he can get his help, as Jeff idolized him as a child, but he signed to WWE.
Mm.
Might as well be in a different universe at this point.
Hey.
He sits and stares off into the lake of reincarnation. A light bulb goes off in his broken mind. He needs the help from former junior heavyweight tag team champions, the Time Splitters. No longer together, Alex Shelley and Kushida refused to help Matt Hardy, so he offered them infinite access to the lake of reincarnation. They obliged. Matt instructed Kushida to hit his signature move, Back to the Future, a.k.a. the small package driver, onto Alex Shelley into the Lake of Reincarnation. This should open a time portal for Hardy to recruit Sting from years before he went to WWE. The thing is, though, the small package driver required a pinfall as a part of the move. And if Shelley is pinned to 3, he will die, and the portal will be closed forever.
Makes sense.
This worried Shelley, but he agreed as Matt assured him that he will in fact be able to get back with Sting quick enough for Shelley to kick out at 1. The Time Splitters agree, and Hardy is set to travel back in time. Back at the compound, Kushida grabs Shelley and hits the Back to the Future in the middle of the Lake of Reincarnation. For a split second, the lake appears to be made of pure light. It parts the lake.
The Red Sea?
Yes.
Yeah.
As a portal opens up, while Kushida holds the small package on Alex Shelley, Matt jumps through. He arrives in TNA in 2011. He looks around the locker room, avoiding his past self. When he finds Sting, he is startled to realize that he isn't the only one who is broken in this scenario, because he jumped back to the time where Sting was the insane icon. That's right. He was face-to-face with Joker Sting.
What?
Hardy explained everything to him, and Sting was smiling the entire time. Sting explained that he is willing to take time out of his day of torturing his nemesis, Eric Bischoff, in order to help a fan, with whom he means Jeff Hardy. Hardy and Sting join hands and hop back through the portal. Before they get back, Shelby's shoulders are counted to 1. Sting and Hardy land back at the compound. But before Hardy can tell Shelby to kick out, Sting shoves Matt Hardy and hops back into the portal. Sting arrives in WCW 1999. He's in a parking lot as he sees Eric Bischoff arrive in a white Hummer. Joker Sting sneaks around the arena trying to find Eric's car keys as he avoids his past self. He finds the keys and he steals Eric Bischoff's car while he uses it to hit the WCW champion Kevin Nash. Sting hops back through the portal back in 1999 WCW. Oh, sorry, Sting. That's two separate thoughts. Sting hops back through the portal. Back in 1999 WCW, Sting turns heel and wins the WCW title from Nash. And Bischoff is later revealed to have the same white Hummer, receiving all the blame for what Joker Sting had done. In 2016, wow. Sting arrives back at the compound, but immediately jumps back through, going back to 2011. Shelby's shoulders are counted to two, and he kicks out. The Lake of Reincarnation's water rushes back, almost drowning Hardy, Shelly, and Kushida. Once they swim back to land, Shelly is hot at Matt and vows never to help him again.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
Broken Matt has learned something from the Joker Sting, though. You gotta look out for yourself, no matter what's at stake. He faces Jeff at Final Deletion and wins, and the rest is history. That's my...
That's a good final line.
Thank you. The Creamers love it, and I love them too.
That was good. I loved it.
Thank you.
I was not expecting that.
Joker
threw the curveball at the beginning, and I'm like, all right, so this can go pretty wild.
Yeah.
So it was
Joker Sting all along.
Sting was somebody
it's
that
Sting.
People thought. It's...
That's right. And he turned heel and won the WCW title.
Wow.
Later, Eric Bischoff was revealed to have the same, be in the same white Hummer.
Yeah.
And that's why all that stuff happened.
So that.
It was in case Joker Sting.
In case you're thinking about that, where Eric Bischoff, not you, because obviously you thought of it, but the Creamers,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't count as an official answer, so that's why we're doing the story.
Yeah, you fucks.
You brewed, but not poured.
Oh, that's because of value.
Creamers.
There you go. I like that. That was a fun little, I was picturing Broken Matt Hardy sneaking around.
Yeah, I always do.
That's the best Broken Matt Hardy. Sneaking. That was fun.
You're telling me. Thanks,
I'm just,
man.
I'm just going through it. Just going through the stuff.
It.
I like the time travel stuff. It can be fun.
Yeah. And when you have a character like Broken Matt Hardy, it's easy to make that happen. And then.
Oh, yeah. I'm in for
because he's got the Lake of Reincarnation, but I had to figure out how does the Lake of Reincarnation become a time machine? Well, there's the time splitters, but they're,
which makes
then I
sense
look,
and works.
They're not a tag team anymore. Fuck.
No.
Well, they could have a reason to help. Well, if they have immediate infinite access to the Lake of Reincarnation, I would do it. I'd be like, I could
like
be young
forever. I feel
like
that's going to come up in future Brewed But Not Poured.
Oh, no doubt about it.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Anytime we need to have some kind of
I'm just saying you can bring the time
crazy
splitters
way.
In. Well,
right.
And they have full access to the...
Yeah.
Oh,
they
yeah. Can probably bring
so there's
friends.
A canon.
They could bring
saying.
Friends. You're making room for Creamiverse.
Wow.
Well, I guess there's like a... Yeah. Yeah. There's like the room for Creamiverse, and you have your Earth.
Okay.
And then the room for Creamiverse,
right,
and I have my Earth.
Okay.
Because our storylines are so different.
Planet
so
Hot
far,
Joe.
They've been different.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you right now, they're different, because I didn't go that way with mine, believe it or not.
Yeah.
That would have been wild if I did, though.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was exactly the same?
So, it's 2016.
I was like, no way.
No.
All right, let's hear Sammy Daddy Brewed But Not Poured.
You can help me at the
white
end
Hummer.
If you want. No, you can. Sorry.
Oh, well, we could, you know, so last
don't
week.
Leave it open.
Last week we had, I like, just out of curiosity, had ChatGPT rewrite my story.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to combine my story and your story.
Oh, we were
going to. And
do
have
that.
ChatGPT, but maybe when we get to the end of yours, we could tell ChatGPT to write the ending to the story and then give it just like a couple details and see what it does.
No. I don't know, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
So, the white Hummer hits the limo. It looks really cool. I don't know if you watched it in the video, but Kevin Nash like punches the window out from the inside.
That's cool. I did not see it.
Check it out. It's kind of cool.
I will.
And he lays. I'm going to have him. The camera's on him. He's laying from the inside of the limo out, bloody, unconscious. Just got hit by a limo like four times. Or a Hummer four times.
Mm-hmm.
Camera. Goes real low, so you're looking underneath the Hummer. and the car door opens. We're on the passenger side, the car door on the driver's side opens, and a high heel shoe steps out. And you go, what, a woman? Thought it was a man.
Right. I always did.
Camera comes around the Hummer. Questions? I thought you had a question.
No, no, no. I'm just listening.
Camera comes around the Hummer. Comes up. Slowly pans up. And it reveals that the driver was Miss Elizabeth. Yeah. Ah! Yeah. I'm shocked as well. The show ends. Next couple weeks, Miss Elizabeth joins Team Savage, that I was talking about before. And she kind of becomes like the co-leader with Randy. They're at the top. And she, Randy doesn't have time. He doesn't want to deal with the girls. So now she's in charge of the girls. And she's not Miss Elizabeth anymore. She's Madam Elizabeth.
Ooh.
Because I think that's what they call them.
Okay.
Because I put Mistress Elizabeth, but I'm like, that doesn't, that's not the right word.
Okay.
But it worked, Mistress with Miss Elizabeth. But we're going Madam Elizabeth. Just wreaking havoc. Just being some catty broads.
Okay.
If I can be blunt. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
Whoa.
They bring back the woman's belt. The WCW women's belt. Just as like a prop.
Yeah.
But Miss Elizabeth carries it around. Macho Man wants to be the men's champion. And he does. Kevin Nash just got hit by that Hummer like 20 times.
Yeah.
So he wins the men's belt. She wins the women's belt. They're ruling. It's a McMahon-Helmsley era kind of deal.
Hell yeah.
So they are just mean. That's it.
Those fucks.
So they beat whatever. Psycho Sid shows up or Sid Vicious shows
who is
up.
The, who is a lot
who
of people thought.
Did show up.
Yeah.
And like you're saying, made people think he was a driver. He was not.
I think he was supposed to be, though.
They made it very clear, from what I remember.
Oh, the commentators?
Like, they made it clear, or like Randy did, or somebody did, because Randy kept saying, no, I got the driver, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the things that let everybody down, is that the one paper, he's like, I'm going to tell you who the driver is.
Yeah.
And then he just never did.
Right. Fucker.
All
right,
you're telling me. So they have their Team Savage, and they're wreaking havoc. This leads to a feud that I did take from shortly after the Hummer thing just kind of faded into the background. Macho Man Randy Savage versus Dennis Rodman.
Okay.
That was that was the actual feud that ended up happening.
This I remember they, because he missed a date, didn't he?
Dennis?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
He was like booked up for a Nitro.
He was probably
supposed to
had a game.
I think they paid him $2 million.
That sounds right, because I think they had a match at Road Wild, Hog Wild, whatever they called it.
Yeah.
One of those ones.
Both.
So Dennis Rodman and Randy Savage, I don't remember the pay-per-views. I didn't look into it. But you do the research.
Yeah, come on, Creamers.
Dennis Rodman. Randy Savage have a match for the belt, and Dennis Rodman's doing all right. But Madam Elizabeth and the girls are just too much.
Yeah.
Distracting them, doing all those underhanded heel tactics. Cause him to lose, Randy wins, and Dennis Rodman says, had enough of this. Let's even the odds.
Okay.
So he brings his former wife, Carmen Electra, in.
Oh.
Who was somebody else that was rumored to potentially have been the White Hummer driver.
Was Carmen Electra?
Yes.
I didn't even see that.
I believe she was friends with Kevin Nash at the time.
Okay.
And they
interesting.
And I believe the reason was she's a celebrity.
That's the reason that they wanted to do it?
Yeah, she's a celebrity.
That makes sense. I mean, but I don't know why they didn't just have Dennis Rodman do it then.
Because Macho Man fought Dennis Rodman.
Oh.
But they could have came up. Well, whatever. It's a stupid storyline anyway. Not like this one. Which leads to Dennis Rodman and Carmen Electra versus Randy Savage and Madam Elizabeth at Starrcade.
Shit.
That's the big one. So we'll go Starrcade. And similar. So I took that from real life.
Yeah.
The Dennis Rodman aspect as well. At the Great American Bash, they had a match, a tag team match, where if you pinned your partner, you could win the belt in real life with Sting and Macho, whatever. Macho Man won anyway. It didn't matter. Similar rules in this match. Whoever gets pinned in the first fall, women's champion. Whoever gets pinned on the second, or whoever gets the pin or submission, women.
Gotcha.
Second is world champion. So they're going at it, and the girls, they just want to get at each other. And they're fighting, and Carmen Electra's doing a lot of Lucha Libre moves because she trained in Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that real?
No. That part, I mean.
That would have been sick.
No. She never did anything. It just fell through in real life. In mine, it did not fall through.
Hell yeah.
And she was what's his name? El Hero de Viking Vikingo, however you say it.
Yeah.
But it was Carmen Electra.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say she's his mom.
We can, let's see what ChatGPT says.
Yeah, right.
So they do their match. The girls are fighting. So it's like, all right, well, one of them's going to win. But guess what?
What?
Miss Elizabeth hits Carmen Electra with a good forearm, sends her back into the corner. Dennis Rodman tags himself in. Miss Elizabeth turns to run, or Madam Elizabeth turns to run away to get to Macho Man. She falls. Dennis Rodman goes, doesn't know she falls, mm-hmm. falls on top of her. 1, 2, 3, Dennis Rodman is your new WCW Women's Champion.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, wild, right?
Oh, yeah? Hog wild.
You're telling me. They loved it.
They really did.
Those Screamers. So then the women get out.
Okay.
It's Macho Man and Dennis Rodman going at it, and they're going back and forth. And it finally happens that they both just, they're in their corners and they charge at each other.
Okay.
But they both go for the same move, bump heads. And they both have, yeah, I know. And they're holding their heads, they're backing up, and they're, both of their women are trying to console their man, trying to, hey, get back in it.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not realizing, they pat him on the back, they both just tagged in.
Oh, no.
So Dennis Rodman and Randy Savage are on the ground just holding their heads. They just bumped heads. Miss Elizabeth charges out of the corner. Carmen Electra does some flippy doos. Schoolboy. Schoolgirl, I should say.
Ooh.
1, 2, 3. Carmen Electra is your WCW World Heavyweight Champion.
Wow.
That's pretty wild, right?
That's something else, man.
The
She's a
publicity from that.
Beautiful ball.
Girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
The publicity from that,
just from a week of it. Dennis Rodman, Carmen Electra on, I don't remember what shows were big back then. Good Morning America.
Oh, yeah.
All the Tonight, all the late shows, David Letterman and Jay Leno.
Right.
They're on Oprah.
Oh, shit, yeah. And Jay Leno,
week,
definitely.
Every day of the week, they're on three shows.
Wow.
Every day. Ricky Lake. That was probably around still.
Yeah, probably. David Arquette is eating his heart out.
Yeah, he goes, I would have been a great champion.
Yeah, I should have said yes.
And the publicity is so much that it leads WCW to surge back up in the ratings.
Holy shit.
And they beat WWE and put the WWE out of business. I'm loving this. There's a fake invasion angle.
Oh, wow. They did one too?
Everything that happened after WWE bought WCW happens, but just the flip version.
So it's like good?
It's good and it's an invasion. And
so WWE guys, like Stone Cold shows up.
Not at first, but yeah.
Booker T beats him up at a grocery store.
Everything is backwards.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like a parallel universe where it's opposites.
Wow. And this is canon in the Sam, on Planet Sammy Daddy.
Yeah, so on My World.
Yeah. My World.
You too?
No, that was just a... Jeff Jarrett.
The band U2? Oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're not on My World.
No.
Then that's pretty much it, I guess. That's why I don't have like a nice like bow to tie
okay.
it all together.
Gotcha.
But it's... So if this was like a movie, you just watched all that, and then during the credits, it's showing, like you said, Stone Cold showing up in...
Yeah, and...
Stone Cold stalked Kimberly, DDP's
Ooh.
Wife. I guess it would be The Undertaker. But
yeah.
Nope, not in My World. Don't tell me. My world.
No. Oh. Okay, interesting. And then...
We could do a whole episode.
A couple years later, Vince McMahon shows up and he's the general manager of Nitro.
I was thinking about that.
Yeah,
yeah, Vince McMahon shows up. He's the authority figure.
Yeah.
Eric Bischoff throws him into a recycling truck. Because that's different than a garbage truck. It's not really opposite, but
I mean, he would if you threw him in there though. Then what would happen is they wouldn't take the recycling from that, and it would have actually been a waste because
he's not a
Vince
McMahon. It's fine.
It's bad for the environment.
They didn't take Eric Bischoff in the trash. So,
well, that was a great story. Now I don't know how we could use ChatGPT for this though, because our stories are so vastly different that I don't see how we could have. Mine and yours both go together in ChatGPT. Well, I guess that's ChatGPT's problem.
They'll
not
never
ours.
Coexist. I don't even know how to type all that in there.
Okay, type in a story You know, write a short story, and you can even say please, because I know you're very polite to ChatGPT.
Well, you just got to be careful, because you don't know.
Right on. You don't know.
Tell me what you know, and I'll tell you what you don't know.
I mean, what are you saying?
I say that all the time.
You're saying that it, like, ChatGPT may be, like, rude. Sad?
There's no reason to be rude to it. I'm sure there's plenty of people that are, but why? It's like,
it's like playing an RPG.
Those robot dogs that were cool in, like, probably the mid-2000s?
Yeah.
Like, am I going to be mean to that
thing? Right, am I going to rub that
weird little toy?
I'm not going to rub that robot dog's nose in shit.
And it's battery acid.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, so I try to use...
ChatGPT.
Well, ChatGPT, but I meant manners.
Oh, right on. Yeah.
With ChatGPT.
That's really nice of you.
Please write a short story. Should I just put solving the WCW Hummer mystery and just kind of let it do its own thing?
And then put involve time travel.
Oh, yeah.
And an alternate universe where
involve time WCW travel and Carmen Electra.
Oh, and yeah, just put time travel and Carmen Electra. And then see what it says.
I hope I spell it the right way.
Carmen Electra?
Yeah.
How you got it?
Too late. I sent it.
Right on.
Oh, I'm going to put another please at the end.
Please. Did you write short story or did you just write story?
Short.
Because last time I wrote short and it was
it's going.
10 minutes.
Oh, wow. I'm in the story.
You're in the story?
Yeah, I see.
Oh,
my name.
I love that. I love that.
All right. The W's. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Put your pants on.
No,
WCW White Hummer Mystery, a time-traveling tale.
Just real quick question. Is Hummer slang for a blowjob?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not in this case.
No.
Like, White Hummer here means the color of
the
vehicle.
Yeah, the mystery is who blew Kevin Nash. Yeah. Who
they were trying to...
Who Kevin Nash's fat cock.
I think he still did the cock after the beep.
No. I don't think so.
Where's the... We don't have replay.
And as we just saw, that is not what happened. We watched it.
Yeah,
we saw
it on our monitors. I have a monitor.
That's really true. I think the big problem may be that I...
Beautiful bar.
Definitely had a little bit too much coffee.
Beautiful bar.
Anyways, let's hear the story. The name of the story is what?
Oh, wow.
That's a weird name.
No, we got chapters. So
really,
the WCW
does it actually say
White
chapters?
Hummer mystery. You'll see.
Oh boy,
a time traveling tale. Here we go. Nitro, 1999. The parking lot was buzzing with chaos after the infamous White Hummer smashed into Kevin Nash's limo, disappearing into the night like a ghost.
Okay.
For decades, the mystery lingered.
Whoa.
Fans speculated. Wrestlers dodged questions, and Eric Bischoff just smirked.
That's what he does.
But little did anyone know, the truth was more outrageous than anyone could imagine. It all began in 2024, the year of our Lord.
Does it really say that?
No.
Oh, my God.
But it does say this, and I'm Sammy Daddy, a renowned podcaster, and Carmen Electra,
oh my God,
still effortlessly fabulous and now a time travel enthusiast, were brainstorming podcast ideas over oat milk lattes.
Maybe you guys go.
You know what drives me crazy? Carmen said, adjusting her diamond-encrusted time travel wristband. No one ever solved the White Hummer mystery. What if we do it?
Wow.
I feel like
this is exactly what happened. I'm Carmen Electra.
You're playing the role of Carmen Electra in the movie.
Yeah. No, she's playing me.
Okay.
No, you know what? Yeah, I see what you're saying. Because she is the character.
Yeah. So you're her.
Okay.
Sammy Daddy leaned forward, intrigued. We solve it with time travel. Exactly. Carmen grinned. Hop in the Time Cruiser 3000. Let's go back to 99 and get some answers. Chapter 1, Arrival in 1999. It doesn't say Chapter 1, but it's like bold and separate,
okay.
So I'm going to do that. Chapter 1, Arrival in 1999. A duo, us, materialized in the WCW parking lot moments after the limo crashed. The white Hummer screeched around the corner, tires smoking. Carmen pulled Sammy behind a dumpster as the driver's door opened. Out stepped, you want to guess?
Carmen Electra.
Nope, Hulk Hogan.
I don't have a boo.
Brother.
Oh, he says that. It says brother.
This is huge, dude. Doesn't Hogan muttered to himself, great. Pacing. I swear, the ratings are going to skyrocket when they find out it was me all along, brother.
Damn.
I just got to make sure nobody ever sees me getting out of this thing.
Hold on. For this, I'm going to have a high-pitched voice because high-pitched laughter is very funny.
There we go.
It's not high-pitched.
I'm at low.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then we're good.
I meant to say low.
Sammy whispered, oh, wait, am I?
No, it's just so am loud.
Am I doing it? Oh, I got it.
We're going to turn this off. We're going to turn it off.
Am I being too loud?
No, there's no way you could be any less quiet.
Sammy, any less quiet? I don't know.
If you were quieter, we wouldn't hear you.
Sammy whispered, wait, Hogan was the driver. That's so predictable, Carmen finished. Hmm. But let's follow him. Chapter 2, the plot thickens.
What the fuck?
As they trailed Hogan, Carmen's wristband buzzed violently. Uh-oh. Temporal disturbance, she said.
Hmm.
From the shadows, another white Hummer appeared.
Oh, my God.
This one was identical, but it shimmered with an otherworldly glow. The door opened, and out stepped a future version of Eric Bischoff wearing sunglasses and a silver jumpsuit.
What?
Past Hogan, future Bischoff said coolly. You're about to blow this whole thing. The Hummer mystery isn't supposed to be solved. It's the ultimate wrestling cliffhanger, a legend. Don't ruin it. Listen here, brother, Past Hogan said, jabbing a finger at future Bischoff. I don't care what your time travel nonsense, dude. I want my moment in the sun, Jack. They got Hogan down.
Yeah, man.
Carmen nudged Sammy. This is wild. Should we intervene? Absolutely. But let's make it funny.
That's what Sammy
Daddy
said.
That's me. Says. That was me saying that.
Sammy.
Chapter, whatever one we're on. I think three. Rewriting history. Sammy and Carmen stepped out of the shadows. Gentlemen, Sammy announced. This ends now. The fans demand closure. Both Bischoff and Hogan spun around. Who the heck are you two? Hogan barked. I'm Sammy Daddy, he declared proudly. This is Carmen Electra, and we're here to fix wrestling history.
It's so funny that I put you in the story.
I know, I appreciate it.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm polite to it.
Yeah, that makes sense. If you were a jerk, it would have made you die in the way from the way
down. Oh, well, we're not at the end yet. Carmen activated her wristband, which glowed brightly. Sorry, Bischoff, but the Hummer mystery will be solved with a twist. Before anyone could react, Carmen hit a button, freezing time. Okay, she said, turning to Sammy. Here's the plan. We make the real driver someone so unexpected that no one sees it coming. Moments later, they unfroze time, the Hummer door creaked open, and out stepped Sting.
Whoa.
In full crow makeup.
Holy
I wish
it's
a Joker, but that's okay.
That would have been perfect.
Everyone gasped. And you did. Well, you already did, too. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sting said quietly, holding a bat. It was me. I hit Nash's limo because he stole my chili dog backstage.
Does it really say that?
I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
The silence was deafening. Then Hogan started laughing. That's so ridiculous, brother. It just might work.
Wow.
Hogan said, that works for me, brother. Oh,
holy
shit. At the end here.
Yeah.
Future Bischoff groaned. Fine. Let the timeline play out. Wrestling fans will argue about why Sting did it for eternity. It's chaotic. I love it. Final chapter. Back to the future.
Whoa.
Sammy and Carmen returned to 2024 satisfied with their work. The White Hummer mystery was solved, not with logic, but with the glorious absurdity wrestling deserved. Do you think the fans will believe it? Sammy asked. Carmen shrugged. Doesn't matter. They'll argue about it forever, and that's what makes wrestling beautiful. And they laughed as the Time Cruiser 3000 disappeared into the ether.
Wow.
The end.
Damn, man. That was good.
So ChatGPT might win this week.
I think ChatGPT may win. I think it should be
versus
ChatGPT.
Oh, well, then ChatGPT definitely wins. No, I think we... Because you gave it the time travel.
Sure. But you being a part of the story made it even far better
that
than
worked. I never really considered putting us in the stories before.
No.
I'm too busy looking at rosters from June 7th, 1999.
I think that we should only let ChatGPT put us in the stories. We would put ChatGPT in the stories if it was possible, but ChatGPT doesn't have a body, so.
No, we've talked about it before.
You and ChatGPT?
Yeah, I've tried to find out, like, well, what do you look like?
Oh,
I don't
yeah,
look
yeah.
like anything. And then I'm like, all right, we'll create an image of what you think you look like.
Did it do that?
Yeah, but it wasn't. It was, like, really generic, like.
Was it a male or a female?
I thought it had more feminine features, like, in the face. It was just, like a, what is that, like a bust?
Okay.
And it kind of looked like a create a player.
Oh,
like
okay.
Whatever, like, totally yeah, blank yeah. slate, like, almost like a mannequin with nothing. And I commented, I said, oh, so you have somewhat more feminine features. And then it was just like, well, I can make it more masculine. And I'm like, no, that's such a woman thing to say. Don't change for me.
Oh, wow.
That's what it was, you know what I mean? That's stereotypical.
Yeah, sure.
They're like, oh, I'll change for you.
Right. If you want me to be a man, I could be a man tonight.
No, don't. Be yeah, who yeah. you are, ChatGPT.
Right. I'll be the man tonight. Just, I've heard, yeah, we've all heard that.
ChatGPT is pretty sweet.
And then you get in your tight little
by ChatGPT?
Whomever.
I would never talk to ChatGPT that way.
No, never. You wouldn't. No, you wouldn't do that.
No, ChatGPT won't curse.
Really?
I asked.
Huh. That's interesting.
Won't.
Hmm.
Maybe a hell or a damn or something.
Sure.
If you really ask.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Well, comment below, Creamers. Who do you think had the best story? Was it me and Sammy Daddy or was it ChatGPT?
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to come up with what you think is the real ending of the story of the White Hummer from WCW 1999.
Who should have drove it? Tell us.
Tell us who drove it and comment below. Now it's time for our match count of 2024, the year of our Lord. And this time, what we're going to do to make sure that's fair, which is, of course, it always is.
Oh, yeah. Why would it, the same as every other time.
Same as every other time.
Is
we're going to write down, we're each going to write down our match count of 2024. So, Sammy, you know.
What are we doing? Writing what? We got to write down what?
You got to write down your match count for 2024.
I have my notes here. You need paper?
I got paper.
You got paper?
Yeah. Let's see what mine is. I can't even.
That's not paper.
Recall.
That's a phone.
Well, I'm going to write it on this paper over here. So.
What am I writing? What?
You know.
I didn't hear what you said.
The match count. Your match count for 2024, the year of our Lord.
Your match count for 2024, the year of our Lord?
No, not mine.
Mine?
Yes.
Oh, right, my match count?
Yeah.
I'm writing it. You got to put in some, I guess they're clapping.
All right, and then you're going to read mine, and I'm going to read yours.
You're crumbling?
Yeah, I don't know why I did that, actually. I'm
gonna you don't have any manners.
Much nicer.
See it? Oh, okay. Look at that! Looks kind of cool. I never done that.
Oh wow! Like this is I'm over here in my planet.
If you're watching, yeah, check this out on YouTube. If you're not,
all right.
Oop. What happened? Microphone? Am I supposed to look?
Yes. So we're gonna read them at the same time.
Well, no, I'll go. It's written down. Who cares?
Okay,
I'll go first.
You go first. This is my match count of 2024, right there.
You wrote down 741.
And then yours is my match count.
Yep.
No, you were supposed to write the number of matches that you've watched.
No, I said, what am I supposed to write? And I got confused, and I said, wait, what? And then I said, I write my match count, and you said, yes.
I meant, like, your the number.
So it's my fault you didn't explain it.
Write it down. Can't believe this guy, man. Creamers, what do you think about this Joker? You know what I mean? When he does things like this.
You didn't explain the rules right.
I think I did. Thank you. All right, Sammy Daddy's match count for 2024. The year of our Lord is 742.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know you wanted the number. I would have wrote that the first time if I knew you wanted the number. But I didn't know you wanted the number. I thought you wanted the words, my match count. What's on here? Is this one mine? What are you at? 741, I read it. 742 for me?
You know what you deserve, bud?
No.
You deserve a
punch to the face.
Oh.
punch to the face.
For what?
Maybe even a
nice pile drive to the face.
Because you are
rude and unprofessional.
That's all the time we've got for tonight, Creamers. Comment below, share, tell everybody that your favorite show is this show. And
spread the word.
Spread the word.
Put your address in the comments, and I'll send you a business card. Social. Put your social security number. Yes, I'm not joking. We got them. I thought I was kidding. I don't joke about stuff like that.
Yeah.
Their message. I guess you could like send a. The what do we got? Instagram a message.
Yeah, DM and Instagram.
TikTok. YouTube. Do they have messages on YouTube?
What?
Do they have messages on YouTube? Do they have messages on YouTube?
Do they have messages on YouTube?
They do not. They don't have that.
Give us your social security number, street address.
Maiden name. Your pet's first name, the street you grew up on. What's the other ones they always do? Your birth date. Your driver's license number, your license plate number. Do it. Creamers. Do it. Yeah. What are we doing? I should have done this for the time travel. Carmen Electra going into space or whatever we did. It's fun. They like it. I like it. Oh. We're kind of mellowing out, coming back down to earth.
A little bit less, and we're here.
Wow. That was a journey.
I don't know where we went, but we're back.
And we wish you the best. Oh, we love you.
And we wish you
the best.
Feel fake, huh? Does that feel fake? Why don't you come down tonight, and before I kick his ass, I'll kick your ass.